This is a breathing practice that you can do for yourself and with your child. The breath can be a powerful mind-body connection, a way to bring your mind and body, including your emotions, back into balance. The reason for this, just a quick little bit of science, is because when we breathe properly, fully engaging our diaphragm, it stimulates our vagus nerve, which activates the parasympathetic nervous system, more commonly known as your rest and digest state, your calm state, versus the opposing fight or flight state. People's breathing changes whenever their emotional state changes. In the midst of tantrum, children's breath is usually shallow, ragged. They're breathing up in their chest. The same goes for us when our emotions are heightened to a stress state. To bring yourself back to calm, and you can do this now, bring your hands to your belly, palms on either side of your torso, just under your rib cage, fingers splayed toward each other, meeting at your belly button. Allow the middle fingertips to touch each other. Now we're going to breathe with your hands resting gently here. On your inhale, you're going to imagine sending your breath all the way down past your chest to your belly. You're filling your lungs from the bottom, then they're expanding outwards, and only then do the top of your lungs fill and you feel your chest expand, but only slightly. The focus is on your belly expanding with breath, and as it does, your fingertips will move away from each other and then back to touch again as you exhale. This is belly breathing. You can do this with your child. Have them place their hands and fingers on their own bellies, copying you. Guide them to send their breath here to their belly and watch as their magical breath can make their fingers move. You can also have them lie down and place something special and small on their belly, like a soft toy or a shell or a crystal, and they can watch that move up and down as their belly rises and falls. In doing this, you're doing two things, restorative breathing and directing your attention to a place of focus. Both things are mindfulness practices to bring you and your child back to a place of calm. I do this with my daughters who are 5 and 7, and it really works. They love it. It gives them control and it empowers them. It's another tool in their mindfulness and resilience toolkit which they can use anytime. My girls tell me they do their belly breathing at school when they get upset, which is so great for them, and it's great for me to know that they're cultivating resilience, developing their own inner strength to deal with their world.